I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Major League Baseball's postseason is underway, and once again it serves as a reminder of how special it is that a city like Cedar Rapids has minor league baseball. With the Minnesota Twins claiming the American League Central pennant this year, you don't have to look too far to find former Colonels who will make an impact on baseball's biggest stage. There are 10 former Colonels on the Twins' initial postseason roster, including today's Game 1 starter, Jose Berríos. Among the players who passed through our city on the way to the Twin Cities were guys like Berríos and outfielder Max Kepler, who were viewed as surefire big leaguers. But there are also many players who have surprised observers along the way in making the big leagues. Starter Randy Dobnak was in Cedar Rapids a year ago before opening the 2019 season in the Florida State League. He moonlighted as an Uber driver during spring training and planned his wedding for late September, never thinking he'd climb three levels to the majors in one season, let alone play a big factor in the Twins' pennant run. The postseason also serves as a stage to introduce young rookies to a national audience. Don't be surprised to see fireballing Brusdar Graterol play a big role for the Twins if they upset the Yankees in the ALDS. Graterol spent part of the 2018 season here before quickly earning a promotion to Fort Myers. But there are other former Colonels sprinkled elsewhere throughout the postseason. Right-hander Nick Anderson played a huge role in sending Tampa Bay to the ALDS by racking up strikeouts late in the Rays' wildcard win over the A's Tuesday. Submarining Darren O'Day was one of the only effective Atlanta relievers in Thursday's stunning loss to the Cardinals. And the Washington Nationals have a pair of former Angels farmhands that played a big role in that team's regular season success. Veteran Howard Kendrick is one of the best pure hitters in the postseason on any roster, and lefty Patrick Corbin gives the Nats a third ace to pair with Steven Strasburg and Max Scherzer. And those are just some of the players who've spent time in the first base dugout at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Most of the Houston Astros roster has ties to the Quad Cities River Bandits. Cardinals ace Jack Flaherty pitched against the Colonels as a member of the Midwest League's Peoria Chiefs on his way to St. Louis. So enjoy the MLB postseason, and the next time you're taking in a Colonels game, make sure you keep your eyes peeled. You may be watching someone destined for October greatness.